Hi, I'm Rob.
And I'm Rob.
And this is Ask Rob and Rob.
Welcome to Ask Rob and Rob, that part of your Tuesday that's lovely and predictable. You know that you'll tune in, you'll hear some questions, and you'll hear some answers. And if you're inspired by the questions you hear today, you can send in one of your own. And here's how you do it.
Yes, you can dial in. You can call 013 808 0035. That's 013 808 0035. Or you can head along to our website where you can leave a message. You just need to head over to propertyhub.net/ask. Whatever you do, it's obviously very simple because we're 200 and odd episodes in, and Durian has followed that process to a T and got a cracking question for us.
Yeah, hi, good afternoon, Rob and Rob. My name's Durian. Just wanted to say thanks very much for the awesome work you guys are doing. Really enjoying the podcast. I've got a question around income tax from buy-to-let properties. Obviously, with the new Section 24 rules, my wife and I are looking at investing in our first buy-to-let flat, and we've been told that a lot of lenders won't lend to us if we buy through a company because we're first-time landlords. The pool of lenders is greatly reduced, so we're thinking, right, we'll have to buy as individuals, but that means that the income from the property will be fully taxed on. So we're just wondering if there's a way around that. Can we own the property as individuals and put the expenses or the income through a company? Any advice you can give on the tax rules with income from buy-to-lets would be greatly appreciated. Thanks very much.
Okay, Durian, thank you for your question. I'm really glad you've asked this because I'm actually a bit frustrated, not by your question, but by the guidance you've been given. So you've kind of touched on there's a reduced pool, and it is a reduced pool of lenders that will lend to you as a first-time landlord and investor if you're getting a limited company mortgage. But there is a pool. And that's the most important thing here. You can get lending. Now, is it going to be the best product in the world? No, it's not. But it will be a product that will then make you a landlord, which then next time around on any future mortgages, including remortgaging this property, that problem goes away. So yes, you may in the very short term have to pay a slightly higher rate, nothing ridiculous, just a bit higher than you would possibly like, but it's still worth doing that if, from a tax point of view, you're better off being set up in a limited company. You've also touched on putting expenses through a company if you're buying as an individual. To my knowledge, you cannot do that, but you don't need to worry about that now. You just go through as a limited company, get that mortgage and get started. But this is the thing that really bugs me, is that so many people in property tell you what you can't do. And it's not to fill you with hopes and dreams that are completely unrealistic, but when there's a problem or a barrier, you find that mortgage brokers can be quick to say can't be done. But it's not just exclusive to mortgage brokers. You'll find across property, there are a lot of people who say it can't be done. But often what they mean is, I don't know, or it's going to be a bit of hard work. And you might be able to forgive people who then give that answer, oh, I'm not sure it can be done. But actually, I'm quite cross with them because people are holding back on their hopes and investment dreams because they're getting bad advice. So, to everyone, if you're being told something can't be done right now, it may be the case, but get a second or third opinion before you base all your investment decisions on that advice.
All right, let's move on and have a listen to our second question today. This one comes in from someone who hasn't left their name, so I'm going to call her Esmeralda.
Hi there, I'd like to know whether I could buy, I've got $230,000 to invest. Should I buy an apartment in Plumstead next to the Crossrail? Or should I buy a house in Luton? Or should I just buy anywhere near Crossrail? Because you're saying that London prices are not going to go up as high as North.
Thank you for your question, Esmeralda. From the places that you've mentioned here, I'm going to guess that you're based in the South, you want to invest in the South if you can, and you're looking for pockets of value. You're talking about areas that are not the highest price, but have got something going for them in terms of connectivity. And so you're hoping that there's going to be some capital gain there in the future if you target these areas. It sounds like you're aware from listening to the podcast and perhaps from things that you've seen elsewhere that prices are growing fastest in the North at the moment. And we reckon that they're likely to continue doing so for the rest of this cycle. So if your only concern was maximizing your capital gain over the rest of the cycle, you'd probably not be looking at either of these areas and you'd be looking further north. So if that is your objective and you've got barriers to investing further afield that are largely mental. They are barriers that can be overcome. Maybe it is worth testing those assumptions a little bit and seeing if it's something that you can get comfortable with. But if you do decide to stay down south, where should you be looking? Well, Luton has had a lot of house price growth over the last few years. I think it was a couple of years ago that it had higher growth than anywhere else in the country. So that doesn't necessarily mean that there isn't more growth to come there, but it does mean that it's had a lot of that upside already. So you're probably now not going to get outsized growth there unless there are things planned locally in terms of infrastructure that I'm not aware of. The other place you mentioned is Plumstead, and that is because of the Crossrail angle. Now, Plumstead is one of the cheaper areas of London, so you would think that there is going to be relative growth to come there over the longer term. But I've just had a quick look, and prices are actually down 5% over the last 12 months, according to Zoopla. So it seems the prices there aren't going up in anticipation of Crossrail opening. In fact, Crossrail is so close to opening now that the anticipation around it opening and the fact that it's coming is probably priced in, and now the prices seem to be behaving much in line with the rest of London.
Absolutely. But what you often will see from big investment projects is that you have a first wave of price rises, so the announcement, and then investors go, "Ooh, interesting, that's going to improve things," and they go in and invest. Then you'll see a dip often, where, okay, everyone's got excited, possibly too many people, and prices either settle or even dip. But then there's quite often, if you look at any major infrastructure projects, and I mean major, I don't mean a new Lidl opening in your town, you'll see a spike after completion, because what you will have is people move to that area because of the new infrastructure projects and go, "Wow, this place before wasn't that appealing or accessible, and now it really is. Let's consider living here." And then you get that second wave of price rises. So that may happen here. It may. Can't promise you, but it might happen. And something to bear in mind is Plumstead's reasonably well connected. Not fantastic, but, you know, there's a train station there and it's close to Woolwich, again, with more transport options. So there will be an improvement in transport links. But are there other areas worth considering that are not as well connected right now? But the connectivity there will be dramatically improved once Crossrail goes in. I haven't done this piece of research for you, so this is where you'll have to take it up now. But that, as an area, would possibly excite me more. So some general advice there and some practical advice, and hopefully you can use that to make the right investment decision for you.
So big thank you to Dorian and Esmeralda for their questions today. If you've got a question of your own, remember, just head over to propertyhub.net/ask or give us a call on 013 808 0035. So head off and do that right now, then sit around patiently until Thursday when we will be back with an episode of the Property Podcast. So we'll see you then. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.